OPFA issues complaint form for funds against employers who don't comply with S13A. Lise de la Harpe, senior legal advisor at Sanlam. The Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator has on the 27th of July 2026 announced the introduction of a dedicated complaint form for retirement funds to lodge complaints against participating employers and responsible persons for non-compliance with Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act, 1956. Let's unpack. Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act, 1956. Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act, read together with FSCA Conduct Standard 1 of 2022, RF, imposes a duty on the participating employer to calculate and pay over to the fund the contributions, payable in terms of the rules, on a monthly basis and to furnish to the fund with certain prescribed information. Contributions are payable no later than 7 days after the end of the month for which are payable. Employer must do a monthly recon of its member data and submit it to the fund together with the contributions. If the contributions or any part thereof is not paid timely, interest will be payable by the employer to the fund at a rate prescribed in terms of the Act. In terms of Section 37, 1, of the Pension Funds Act, any person who contravenes or fails to comply with Section 13A is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding R10 million or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both such fine and such imprisonment. Most notably, the non-payment or late payment of contributions by an employer could result in personal liability for certain individuals within the employer and constitutes a criminal offence. If the employer fails to notify the fund of the identities of the applicable individuals, all the directors of the employer will be personally liable for the non-payment or late payment of contributions. The arrear contribution crisis. According to recent FSCA statistics, the total arrear contributions are estimated to be R8.33 billion, affecting approximately 590,000 retirement fund members. This represents an increase of R1.04 billion, 14.2%, from the R7.29 billion reported as at 31 March 2025. Current data suggests that the severity of arrears is increasing. The implementation of the two-pot retirement in September 2024, which allows members to make a withdrawal from their savings component once a tax year, further exposed the failure of employers to pay pension contributions to funds. The new pension funds adjudicator delivered some very interesting insights at this year's PLA annual conference held in March. With regards to arrear contributions particularly, he referred to the current state of Section 13A breaches as a crisis, and confirmed arrear contributions accounts for 51% of all complaints received by his office. OPFA Communication 1 of 2026. Complaints lodged by funds directly are distinct from normal member complaints in the sense that they typically entail the fund seeking relief against a participating employer that is contravening Section 13A. These complaints may therefore also involve the responsible person at the employer who may be held personally liable, as discussed above. For this reason, the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator requires a dedicated form that contains detailed information about the fund, employer, responsible persons, periods of non-compliance, outstanding contributions, and supporting documents. This dedicated form, as published, effectively standardizes the process for Section 13A complaints by funds, thereby ensuring faster turnaround times for complaints, necessitating fewer requests for additional information and enhancing the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator's ability to investigate and resolve Section 13A complaints. It not only reinforces the importance of timely contributions to protect members, but aids in identifying responsible persons who may be held personally liable. These complaints will be handled under the OPFA's expedited complaints policy, which expressly recognizes that these complaints are so serious in nature that they warrant expedited handling. Going forward, when a retirement fund discovers that an employer is contravening Section 13A by not timely paying over contributions, the fund must complete the new complaint form, attach all required documents, such as a list of affected members and calculation of outstanding amounts, and submit it to the OPFA. Conclusion. This new form is a step in the right direction to hold recalcitrant employers accountable. And this is only the beginning. The Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, once enacted, will empower the FSCA to hold employers directly accountable for arrear contributions. Currently, the FSCA relies on fund trustees to take action against employers who don't pay over contributions timely. A significant development in this bill is the designation of participating employers as supervised entities. Under the COFI bill, albeit limited to Section 13A of Pension Funds Act. Once enacted, the FSCA's enhanced supervisory powers will bolster stronger enforcement and quicker resolution when employers fall short of their obligations, helping protect members' retirement savings. Ed's note. Download the new form here. Dot. Ends. Author at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam plus posts bio at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam PFA upholds distribution of fund death benefit to former housekeeper at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam maintenance upon divorce should not be seen as a guaranteed meal ticket for life at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. POPIA update. Information regulator issues an enforcement notice for an email data breach at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam fund death benefits. Supreme Court of Appeal weighs in on the 12-month period to identify and trace dependents at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Does abandoning your child render you unworthy to inherit? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam directors take heed. Liquidation does not extinguish liability under Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam direct marketing. Unpacking the conflict between the amended CPA regulations and POPIA at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam impact of the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025, on Provident Preservation Fund members at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam King V and the concept of independence. Impact on Retirement Fund Board of Trustees at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam King V Code on Corporate Governance. Getting ready for its implementation at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA publishes budget, estimates of expenditure, levies and fees proposals at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 37D deduction in respect of damages caused to an employer, obtaining an interdict against a fund preventing it from releasing fund benefits at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Ombud Council publishes draft rules for the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Is it not time for our law to make provision for the deposition of an affidavit virtually? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Financial Services Tribunal reaffirms the pension funds adjudicator's jurisdiction when it comes to enforcing divorce orders at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. The Constitutional Court weighs in on the distribution of death benefits in terms of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA publishes final conduct standard setting requirements for pension fund benefit administrators at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA publishes joint communication on cloud computing and data offshoring at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam fund death benefits. The weight of a beneficiary nomination at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Tribunal rules on FSCA's authority to impose time limits on exemptions granted in terms of Section 7B of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA intends keeping a keen eye on fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. APAIA request for information is not a pre-discovery tool at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. OPFA communication 1 of 2025 update on application of in duplum rule at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA publishes conduct standard prescribing requirements for financial institutions providing financial education initiatives at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. The risk in material non-disclosure at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Fund benefits and third-party bank accounts at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Recent adjudicator determination highlights importance of following S37D process at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. To be married or not to be at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Section 2B of the Wills Act. The effect of divorce on your will. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Non-payment of retirement fund contributions. The risk of being held personally liable at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. Sanlam legal expert unpacks the expropriation bill at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam litigants, take heed. The pitfalls of relying on artificial intelligence at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam update from National Treasury on the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam deduction from fund benefits in respect of damages caused to an employer. The limitations set out in the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information in respect of board members of retirement funds at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam death benefits and Section 37C. The duty to identify and trace dependents at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam two-pot truths for SA's burning retirement questions. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information on charges and fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Adjudicator publishes communication on the two-pot system at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Amendment Bill, 2024 impact on treatment of maintenance orders at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Ombud Council publishes its new rules at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes draft forms for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam what happens when the nominated beneficiary predeceases the policyholder. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam urges South Africans to pause before withdrawing at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes final joint standard on cybersecurity and cyber resilience requirements for financial institutions. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Divorce Amendment Bill signed into law at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes proposed amendments to the conditions for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam ASISA publishes updated guidelines on the protection of personal information at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. Pension Laws Amendment Bill 2024 adopted by Parliament at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes the final interpretation ruling 1 of 2024, RF, on the application of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act, 1956 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots update. Treasury publishes Draft Revenue Laws Second Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. National Assembly passes Revenue Laws, RLAB, Bill, the 20th of February 2024 at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. FSCA today published requirements for rule amendments at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam Contractual Capacity of Minors. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Pension Interest and the Joint Estate. The impact of the Indaba judgment at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam, can you depose an affidavit virtually? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two-Pot Retirement System. Reset back to the 1st of March 2024. Share on your socials.